Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here, your daily dose of stoic wisdom sober the side of real talk. Ever feel like anxiety's got you in its grip? Like fears whisper and doubts in your ear, making even the smallest decisions feel like climbing Mount Everest. You know that feeling when your mind races a mile a minute, and your heart beats like it's about to burst out of your chest? Trust me, you're not alone. We all face fear and anxiety, it's part of the human experience. But here's the cool thing. We don't have to let these emotions control us. Today, we're diving deep into the Stoic philosophy, exploring how to overcome fear and anxiety with courage and resilience. Think of this as your personal toolkit for facing life's challenges head-on. Now, before we get started, remember that being a Stoic isn't about suppressing your emotions or pretending everything's sunshine and rainbows. It's about understanding them, accepting them, and choosing how you respond to them. So, let's unlock these five key takeaways that can help you conquer those feelings of fear and anxiety. 1. Acknowledge and accept. The first step is acknowledging your fear or anxiety. Don't try to ignore it or pretend it doesn't exist. You know what they say, feelings are like the weather, they change. Acceptance doesn't mean giving in to them. It means recognizing they're there without letting them dictate your actions. Imagine a storm brewing outside. Would you deny its existence and hope it disappears? Nah, you'd prepare for it, maybe even find a cozy spot inside to wait it out. 2. Challenge your thoughts. Fear often thrives on irrational thoughts and what-if scenarios that play in our heads like an endless loop. So, challenge those negative thoughts. Ask yourself, is this thought really true? What evidence supports it? Often, these fears are based on assumptions rather than facts. Imagine a friend constantly worrying about spilling their coffee. You gently remind them, hey, you're a pro with that mug. It hasn't happened yet, so let's focus on enjoying your coffee break. 3. Focus on what you can control. We can't control everything in life, but we can control our reactions and choices. Instead of dwelling on things outside your influence, channel your energy towards what you can control: your actions, your attitude, and your responses to situations. Think about it like this. You can't control the traffic, but you can control how you react to it. Maybe blast some tunes, listen to a podcast, or use it as an opportunity to meditate. 4. Practice mindfulness. Being present in the moment can help quiet those anxious thoughts and worries about the future. Take a few deep breaths, notice your surroundings, engage your senses. This simple practice can ground you and bring a sense of calm. Think of mindfulness like hitting the reset button on your mind. 5. Cultivate courage. Courage isn't the absence of fear, it's acting despite it. Every time you face a fear head-on, you build resilience and confidence. Remember those small steps you took, maybe speaking up in a meeting, trying a new hobby, or simply saying no to something that didn't align with your values. Each act of courage is like adding bricks to a wall, building strength over time. Let me paint you a picture. Imagine you have a big presentation coming up. Your palms are sweating, your heart is racing, and those doubts are whispering in your ear. You can either let fear paralyze you or channel that nervous energy into focused preparation. Remind yourself of past successes, visualize a smooth delivery, and practice until you feel confident. That's courage in action, choosing to move forward even when fear tries to hold you back. So, what are we taking away from this? Fear and anxiety are inevitable parts of life, but they don't have to control us. We have the power to choose our response, to cultivate courage, and to build resilience. Remember to acknowledge your feelings, challenge negative thoughts, focus on what you can control, practice mindfulness, and most importantly, keep taking those courageous steps forward. Now, I want to hear from you. What's one thing you're going to try today to overcome fear or anxiety? Share it in the comments below, let's build each other up. And remember, stay stoic, stay strong, and keep crushing it out there. Until next time, keep living your best life.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.